One of the pieces of research I did with Hartley Dean at the LSE was to look at a wide variety of political ideologies and work out, first of all, what arguments had been offered for a citizen's income from within that ideology. Secondly, what arguments could be offered. And thirdly, what arguments against have been offered from within that ideology, and which arguments against could be offered. It was an interesting piece of research because each of those ideologies both had generated and could generate arguments for a citizen's income. Take as an example the One Nation conservative tradition. Brandon Rees-Williams, firmly within that tradition in 1982, submitted evidence to a parliamentary select committee on a citizen's income. Because a citizen's income would enable someone more easily to support their own family. It would give people the independence which he believed they needed, independence from interference by the state. And you can see, and it will also create social cohesion because everybody would have exactly the same system they were in. And so you can see why One Nation conservative would find the idea really quite attractive. A socialist, of course, might well see it as a very attractive option because there's an element of equality in there which we don't have in our current system. The radical liberal tradition, which values individual freedom very highly, someone like Sam Britton, can be vociferously in favour of citizens' income, as indeed Sam Britton has been over the years. His argument for citizens' income is that those who have a private income often use their time and their incomes extremely constructively. The only problem is that not everybody has one. So you can see why somebody who is very keen on individual freedom would regard a citizens' income as a good idea, because it gives you the freedom to do all sorts of things with your life, with your time, and it gives you the freedom to construct a wider diversity of employment patterns, if that's what you want to do. When you start to look at the arguments against been offered from within each one, and which they can offer, what you find is what I call the generic arguments. You find arguments against its cost. It will cost too much. You find quite often the idea that the argument that people will stop working if they get a citizen's income. So you find arguments that cross all the political ideologies. They don't actually stem from the ideologies themselves. They've simply all been offered by people who espouse those ideologies. I couldn't find, just one or two arguments I found offered from within the ideologies themselves. I thought one particularly interesting one was from within a more traditional Labour viewpoint, that if everybody had a citizen's income, it would mean that trade unions were not negotiating over the whole of their members' subsistence incomes. Therefore, trade unions would lose power. One of the reasons it took so long for family allowance to be changed into child benefit, that is, the payment made for every child in every family rather than the second child onwards, was because of trade union objections. So, with each of the ideologies, you can find both people who have advocated a citizen's income and the reasons they have, and you can also construct arguments from within that political ideology.